luxury-backed tequila, but made at its own dedicated distillery. Is Volcan de Mi Tierra Blanco actually legit or just branded? Today, we're going to taste the Volcan de Mi Tierra Blanco made at NOM 1523. This isn't just a brand that's jumping around from NOM to NOM. This is their own tequila, their own distillery, and their own thoughts of how to make it. This tequila does things differently than some other tequila brands do. This one uses both Valles agaves and Highland agaves. The brand is backed by the Gallardo family and Lux Group, LVHM. But production is rooted right there in tequila near the volcanic soils, and that inspires the name. They're so close to the volcano, they put it in the bottom of their bottle. Pretty cool. I got this tequila as part of the Maestros de Agave program that's coming out of Flaviar, and it is a great program with 6 different deliveries through the year and different classes brought to you by Agave Matchmaker. Let's dive into this one. Let's get this one in the glass. Fresh pop. That's pretty good. I'm excited about trying it. Okay, here we go. On the nose, nice cooked agave, some lime zest, a little bit of black pepper. There's some nice herbs and vegetal notes, and there's a nice, like a really nice minerality note. It smells clean, not overly sweet. Let's give it a try. First sip, you get roasted agave, citrus peel, some nice white pepper. There's a slight creaminess to it and a little bit of earthiness in the flavor as well. The mouthfeel is going to be medium to full. It's rounded, but it's not oily, but it's also not thin. The finish has got like a pepper that kind of fades away in it, a little bit of a minerality and some weird dryness that I kind of like. And there's a lot of like just sweetness of agave hanging around too. Where I land on this one, pretty good tequila. It isn't a high proof. It doesn't punch you in the face. It's polished. It's a nice tasting tequila. It's one that I would sip. I do believe it's built for a little bit of a wide appeal. It's not overly agave aggressive or peppery aggressive. I think some people would come to my house and say, oh, that one's really smooth. But it still shows agave character. I like that about it. If you're a proof hound, you may want to look for a higher proof. But if you want a clean, well-made tasting Blanco, this is one that seems like it's pretty good to me. Let me know if you've had Volcan and tell me what you think of the Blanco in the comments. And if you like watching tequila videos, hit that like button and subscribe. Share with your friends. Thanks. Cheers. Have a great night.